And so I asked Travis this morning, how many of you know that Travis has an eye problem? You know? And Phil, you're better now. You can drive, right?
Right, right. I still take medication for it.
And yeah.
It's a solid problem.
So since David's not here with this, I'd like to get Travis and Phil to come to the altar. And we want to pray a prayer of faith and intercession for David for his eye problem, because both of them understand what it means when you got serious eye problems. Would you come, Phil? A couple of months ago, when I was anointing everybody in the church on their wrist, I spilled the oil all over the back there. So Phil, bless his heart, he had went and bought me a brand new bottle. And so we're going to anoint Phil and Travis with a prayer of intercession for David. I forget his last name. It's not the same.
Watson.
So in James chapter 5, it talks about when anybody is hurting, to call upon the elders of the church. And that doesn't mean preachers. That means everybody that are mature believers in Christ, Christ followers, to come and to anoint and pray a prayer of faith among the people for healing or anything else that they're dealing with. So intercessory prayer is an important part of our lives. So we want to call upon the Lord and anoint Phil in the name of God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit, for a prayer of intercession for David's eye. And we lift it up to you today in Jesus' name. And same with Travis. He understands eye problems too. So I anoint Travis in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit as we pray the prayer of faith for and with David. And also pray for Linda, Lord, as she, being a good caregiver and a spouse, she needs a little touch today too. So we ask that you touch her in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God loves you. Thank you.